MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. A Democrat candidate for governor, Sam Bregman, said this week that the surge in oil and gas prices and the revenue generated to the New Mexico state government coffers due to the ongoing Iran conflict presents a rare opportunity to directly help New Mexican families. He is proposing a plan to send reimbursements of up to $500 per family member to New Mexican families earning less than $200,000 a year. For years, many legislators in the minority have said the state of New Mexico should implement a rebate program based on oil and gas revenues to residents of the state, in much the same way the state of Alaska has been doing since 1976. In Alaska, since 1982, the average annual dividend has been about $1,229 per resident, or roughly $4,900 for a family of four. Currently, Alaska is the only U.S. state that pays residents directly from oil and gas revenues, but New Mexico would be the second. Bregman said his proposed one-time stipend would not come at the expense of essential services such as education, healthcare, and public safety. And despite recent legislation passing through the Roundhouse and signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to keep state law enforcement from working with federal agencies on immigration issues, New Mexico State Police worked with Homeland Security Investigations, the main investigative component of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to arrest Jesus Meza Lopez, who is not a U.S. citizen and was in possession of 45.7 pounds of meth, 100.6 grams of fentanyl, and a loaded Glock 30 handgun when stopped for speeding near Albuquerque. Meza Lopez is currently in the Cibola County Detention Center and faces federal charges of intention to distribute drugs and being in possession of a gun, and is facing deportation for a second time. And the Southeast New Mexico College in Carlsbad will be offering walk-in clinic hours to the community starting in April. Medical services are provided by Candace Byer, CNP. The health clinic is a teaching site for SENMC health programs, so patients may be cared for by students from phlebotomy, nursing assistant, medical assistant, nursing, or health administration programs during their visit. The clinic does not treat minors, does not provide opiates or manage serious emergencies, and does not bill insurance. All care provided is covered by a $25 charge. Call 575-234-9293 for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.